Welcome to Real World Radio's News Report. Here's today's headlines. No Border Encuentro reaches its goal. Sherman Heights Community Center in San Diego hosted an encounter called No Border Encuentro this past weekend. The two-day activities included forums, a benefit concert, and a tour to a border maquiladora, and drew approximately 100 people around the Bay Area, as well as from Portland, Tijuana, and Philadelphia. The event was thought as a space where involved parties could strategize to challenge the racism, but more importantly, end in the infamous Minute Man project. These new strategies will be used in mid-September action in Calexico. Real World Radio's Aslo Pelle interviewed Michael Cardenas, one of the organizers of the encounter from the Organic Collective in San Francisco.
I am calling you from Real World Radio in Uruguay, and we would like to know if you could tell us a little bit about the organizational point of view of the event first, and then from there you can tell us some important phases of the weekend. And just, I'm not going to cut you too much, we just want to know what really happened this weekend in San Diego.
Okay. So I work with a group, an anarchist collective called the Organic Collective, and we have been working with a coalition of groups against the Minutemen for a few months now. We helped to organize the actions to shut down the Minutemen in July, at the end of July and beginning of August. And that was a three-week-long encampment in the desert where the Minutemen were at, where we did actions throughout the weeks, during the day and during the night, to disrupt them and stop them. And so the Minutemen are coming back to California on September 16th. And so we're organizing a big mobilization of people to come from around the country to San Diego between September 16th and 18th to help us stop them and shut them down for good. And so, sorry, there's some noise there. And so we organized a sort of a conference this weekend, or really an encuentro in the spirit of the Zapatista Encuentros, to have people from around the country that are planning to come back to this mobilization be able to have space to get together and strategize for how to shut down the Minutemen. That encuentro had many different parts. The first day of the encuentro was, we did a border maquiladora tour, and so people went down to the border, and they crossed the border, and they met up with some organizations in Tijuana. Namely, the tour was led by an organization called CTEC, which is the Centro de Información de Trabajadores, and so they led the tour, and they took the group to their organizing center where they worked to organize maquiladora workers, and then from there they went to a old abandoned maquiladora that had a lead smelter, and so it created a massive amount of pollution. And basically created all this pollution that drained down the hill into a local community, very, very poor community. So then they walked down and visited and spoke to some of the people in that community to see the effects of the maquiladoras. And then the second event was a benefit concert, sort of a cultural event, and also a way to try to raise some funds to cover the expenses of the conference, the encuentro. And so at that benefit show, a number of bands came from other cities. There was a punk band from Tijuana called Diaz Cities. And then there was a band from Los Angeles, a hip-hop band called Boomerang Politic. And there was also an anarchist hip-hop band from San Francisco called Indubte de Kunst. And so that was great. A lot of people turned out. I think we counted over 80 people in the room at one time during the benefit show. So then on Sunday was the actual the meat of the encuentro. It was the day of workshops and panels and forums. And Sunday we had over 100 people in attendance from all over, from San Francisco, from Portland, and from Eugene, and from Los Angeles and Fresno, and some people from as far away as Pittsburgh. We're very excited about that. And so we had panels on indigenous nations and how indigenous nations are split by the border. So we had representatives from different indigenous nations come and talk about their struggles, like from Mixteca and Otomi, indigenous people. And we had workshops on direct action, We had a panel on the history of the border and Operation Gatekeeper and the militarization of the border. And we also had a panel on a panel discussion on Zapatismo and on the Sixth Declaration and how that relates to migration and people of different cultures. And then we had a panel on border disturbance art where we had people like Ricardo Dominguez talking about doing electronic civil disobedience, and we talked a little bit about border hack and showed some films. And then the final thing was Ashanti Alston spoke, and he is a former member of the Black Panther Party. And then he was a political prisoner in jail for 12 years after that. And now he is an anarchist. And now he works with a group called Estación Libre that does Zapatista solidarity work in New York City. He's also done a lot of work with critical resistance for prison abolition. And so a big part of our goal for this weekend was, since we have this time, this whole month of time in between the two different Minuteman operations, to be able to expand the analysis of people working against the Minutemen. So we're not just saying we don't want the Minutemen, but we're saying not only do we not want the Minutemen, but we don't want the border either. So it was called the No Border Encuentro. So our plan for September is to try to be more proactive about what we're demanding. We're for human rights for migrant people. We want all people to be equal regardless of immigration status.
I have a question. How is the participation from the other side of the border? How many organizations in Mexico are participating or did participate in? How are the organizations in Mexico are working together with you?
We're working with CTAC, the people that led the Maquiladora tour. They work to organize Maquiladora workers. And we're also working with a group called Angeles del Desierto. And what they do is they go out into the desert and they try to provide medical support for migrant people that they encounter that need medical support. And they have actually an ambulance that they bought. And so if you see any of the photos from Campo, well, that was the last minute thing. They were there for the whole 3 weeks with their ambulance, and they provided medical support to the activists. And then for our next action between September 16th and 18th, that's going to be on the Calexico-Mexicali border. And so we've begun to make a lot of connections with the groups in Mexicali. I don't have the specific names of those groups. So you asked what our goal is for September 16th, and we put in the call out and that our goal is to shut down the Minutemen Project, to stop the Minutemen Project. So in Campo, a lot of our actions were oriented around disrupting the Minutemen. And so while they're out there in the desert trying to hunt down migrant people, and they need quiet, and they need darkness and all of this, we went out almost every night with large sound systems and bullhorns and bright lights to make noise. And we would drive up and down the fence and alert migrant people that there were vigilantes in the area to make sure that they were not able to catch any migrant people. And so our plan is to do that in September. But we're hoping really to send a clear message to them that they're not wanted and they should just go away altogether for good.
Well, thank you very much, Michael, and it's a pleasure talking to you. And good luck, and we'll be in touch.
Good,
via email. Thank you again for your time.